is kind of an ordeal if you're driving.
Or it's even bad to fly out of.
Yeah.
And so you haven't been to Canada?
Yes, we've been to Canada two or three times. We've been to Montreal and Quebec and to Vancouver. We went up to Alaska. That was, oh gosh, that was an absolutely incredible trip. Have you been to Alaska?
No, I haven't.
Put that high on your list.
Okay.
That could be almost equal to the Greek Isles.
Okay. what organizations do you belong to?
Not many. I don't know if you consider the church as an organization, but that's
sure.
I would class that definitely as my number one organization. I've known your father there since that church was started. He is a wonderful man.
Oh, he thinks very highly of you.
Well, that's such a compliment, because I think so highly of him. He is a wonderful
man.
I mean, he's got, you know, he does have his religion and faith in his heart, and it shows in everything he does.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a great guy. I really like him. And so that is my number one organization. St. Francis on the Hill Episcopal Church. Then I've been a member of some insurance organizations because I'm in the insurance business, and those organizations have been a big part of my life. One is called the Association for Advanced Life Underwriting, which is headquartered in Washington, D.C., and what they call the Million Dollar Roundtable, which is just an educational meeting for people who have been able to meet certain production requirements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been a member of various organizations in El Paso, but just as sort of a civic duty, not out of any huge overriding commitment.
Have you been on any boards?
Yes, I've been on, well, I was on the Providence Hospital Board for 22 years.
That sounds like a big job.
That was a big job. That was a huge job.
What do you usually have to do as a board member of a hospital?
Well, it was as a nonprofit hospital, the board is really the total governing body of that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything, its job was to hire the the administrator, the chief executive officer, and then to monitor his performance and to try to provide direction to him as to, the ethics and the spirit and the goals of that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Try to set those, help him set those, and then let him try to achieve them. So it was a huge job. I spent countless hours on that. And
a lot of meetings.
Lots of meetings. Lots of momentous meetings, and one of the, I guess the last meeting that I went to was the meeting where the decision was made to sell that hospital to what was then National Medical Enterprises, and is now called Tenet. And looking back on that, I wish we hadn't sold it. El Paso lost a great institution. It would have had a trouble financially all its life because it's hard for nonprofits to raise money. The money, I mean, a new building costs $10 million. Well, how are you going to get $10 million or $20 million
That's
or
really
$30
hard.
Million? I mean, we wanted to build a women's and children's hospital, about $35 million. Well, where do you get it?
Yeah, it's
you
hard. You can't
it.
Raise it locally, that's for sure.
That's right. And so if you go borrow it and talk somebody into borrowing it, and we did. We did borrow money, and we borrowed it, if you can imagine, then from a Japanese bank. They offered the most attractive deals and at the lowest interest rate. But then when we came face to face with having to borrow another 30,